I would like to introduce the 22nd head coach at Michigan Tech, Joe Schott.
I am a Youper.
In front there for Lesperance. Backhand to the front. Here's a shot. Score! Oh, Gillies with the goal!
I love UP.
Gould got it going on now. Big time speed coming in. Goes wide. Centers it in front. Shot! Scores! What a play by Gavin Gould!
And my heart is here.
To the blue line. Held in. The penalty is over. Here's Leibinger.
Go Huskies.
This is the Joe Schott Hour on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Brought to you by Morty's Gas Station, Dr. Daniel Reminga of the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, the Kaliva Cafe, Kuna Automotive, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Bucko's Party Store, the Wickley Agency, Superior Smiles, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, and the Turbo Agency. And now with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Joe Schott, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Appreciate it. And yes, another exciting week of Michigan Tech hockey has just ended, and we are looking forward to another exciting weekend coming up. And that's what we'll be doing, talking about that all hour here on the Joe Schott Hour on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Huskies coming off a championship weekend in Duluth as they win the 2017 Icebreaker Tournament against two ranked teams in Minnesota Duluth in the championship game, and the semifinal was against Union, ranked 16th. Coach, welcome back to the studio, and congratulations on a very fun weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk. We enjoyed it. We had a great time.
The play this weekend was interesting because there were times where there was complete domination by the Huskies, and a time we weren't, obviously there's quite a bit of time there where we weren't maybe playing our best hockey, but found a way to get big goals at big times. And what about this power play? 43% almost right now on the power play.
Yeah, I think that Chris Burks and Dallas Stewart have done a great job with our power play units, getting them moving the puck around. We have some key personnel in some areas that are performing well. So that's obviously been a big part of our early success, even with a couple power play goals against Wisconsin. So still looking for 5-on-5 prowess within our game, but we are generating some offense, getting some scoring opportunities. And I really like the play of Dylan Stamen's line with Ray Bryce and Justin Misiak. They got us two big goals on Friday night. One was a power play goal by Ray Bryce, but on a great individual effort. But they got us two big goals on Saturday night in the championship game. And they're developing into that line that we can use as an example for the other lines to show video on how we want things done, which is how we like to teach. We want to show them what we want versus what we don't want.
There's a lot of speed on that line, which aids in what they're trying to get accomplished, correct?
Yeah, and that's why I went out late last year and got Justin Misiak just for that. We really felt we needed a CJ Ike presence. We knew we had Marcus Russell coming in who could skate, but I had a great contact in Billy Cirillo with Little Caesars who mentioned a kid, Justin Misiak, and then a former individual I worked with, Keenan Kelly, was an assistant at Austin. So he called me on him, and we went out there and liked what we saw because he can play in any role. He can penalty kill, he can power play, and he's good 5-on-5, and he's extremely committed and cerebral about the game. So it was that line is giving us a great element in first execution, but their work ethic is off the charts on the ice. They just are always pressuring the puck. If anything, you have to pull them back a little bit and say, you can't go until you have recovery from your line mates. So we're extremely pleased with the way that I'm thrilled with the way everybody played, but that line in particular I thought was fantastic.
After Saturday night's game, the win, the team going around with the trophy, which I never got a good look at this trophy. I don't know if you did or not.
Well, it's hard to see because you can see right through it.
Yeah, I thought it was clear glass thing.
Dr. Samregret came in the locker room afterwards to congratulate the team, and she said, "Where's the trophy?" And it was sitting right there on the shelf, and none of us could find it. It was right. It's a good sized trophy, but we couldn't see it.
But just the excitement. I mean, any team's going to be excited to win a tournament. But I just like the way these guys, the way they celebrated after, and I was just in the locker room just really briefly before I had to come back up to the press box. But just how excited everybody was for themselves, for the team, and for each other. That's kind of the vibe I got in the locker room there.
Yeah, it was fun. You're looking at, I think the rewarding things, there are a couple things that were really rewarding for me, and one is that with a group, when there's a coaching change, when there's things that are going on, you're hoping that you can get them to believe in what you're doing. You know, especially coming after, you know, the job that Mel Pearson did. Mel did a great job here. He, I mean, an unbelievable job. Maybe, and probably couldn't have done better in everything that was done. I was fortunate to be part of some of that. And but you know, there can be that element where you worry that the guys will say, we didn't do this, you know, we didn't pay attention to this before this one. And if you having early success, like the guys did, gives them a buy-in. And it gives the staff a real a feeling of, okay, we're, you know, these guys are they're believing, you know, in what we're doing. So that was that, more than the championship, that was important. And then the other thing that was important to me was kind of the feeling that I got that was seeing how happy Dr. Sanregret was and getting the note from Dr. Mraz and things like that, that you, because there was a lot of great people that so personally that applied for the job, the personal gratification for me was that you feel like, at least on this instance, for one weekend, you did your job and you made those people proud.
All right, let's get right to the Friday night game. We got our first lead of the season, Coach, in that Friday game. That, you know, must have felt good for the team to have a lead, which, because we're always playing from behind down in Wisconsin.
Yeah, just one game, but yeah, it was good. You know, we came out. I was excited. I was calm. I was confident in how we'd play this week, and you never know the result, at least on Friday night, how we'd start, because we've been putting practices together one after another. The guys have been working hard day in and day out, and we're seeing growth without constant nagging on some of the points of emphasis we tried to do, like the aggressive forecheck that got us that second goal that Ray Bryce picked up against Duluth, with being a little bit more aggressive on the forecheck, which I think we have been. So, you know, we felt that we were seeing that. So I felt good that we were going to at least perform well and we can start, you know, because you're just trying to improve. You're trying to show daily improvement. And we came out in that first period and played absolutely tremendous against Union. It was a, you know, we had them on their heels, and they obviously pushed back against us as the game went on. But that first period, our chances were high. We got goals. Everything kind of went our way.
And we get a first career goal, too, in that very first game. And first goal of the week.
And Kupke will play it around, broken up by the Huskies, and a steal there. Michigan Tech getting it back to the point. And looking to take the shot, scores! Right through! Mitch Sweet, I think, just got his first goal as the Huskies. It's Sweet right through Kupke. And the Huskies take a 1-0 lead here in the first period.
I didn't get a good look at that goal on a replay, Coach. Did Kupke cheat a little bit? Did it go between he and the post? It was tough to see how Meek scored that first goal.
Yeah, I watched it, and we watched it obviously in our review of the game and things like that. I think it might have slid in between his body and his arm, but I don't know if it was long side or short side. I think he just sent it to the net, and it kind of just found a hole.
Mitch Meek gets his first of the season, first as a Husky. Alex Gillies getting the assist on that goal. We then that was the time we were completely dominating, but Anthony Rinaldi gets a, I guess you would call it, a partial breakaway. He's able to get enough separation and scores to tie the game.
Hauled down by Stamen. Stamen gets it back to the point. Given away by the Huskies, and nearly a breakaway back the other way. Coming back is Rinaldi. Rinaldi is in. Shoots. Scores. Oh, Rinaldi, what a play. As he just got enough separation there from the Husky defense and made a beautiful move on Packy Munson to tie this game up 1-1.
Well, what happened there, Coach? Because you can hear how Stamen got the puck back to the point and some kind of a miscue there at the offensive blue line.
Yeah, Dane Burks was trying to throw a DD pass. I don't think he got as much steam on it as he wanted to, and it was picked off, and the guy went right. Rinaldi went right up the gut. But that line for Union was good.
They were really.
I mean that and they used him. They used him big time. They were out every other shift for the last half of that game, trying to get back into it. And they did battle back, and they had momentum against us. And we got some good depth play out of our guys. But that line was excellent.
And the line you're talking about, along with Rinaldi on that right wing, Brent Sapinski, and the mountain of a man, Sebastian Vidmar. I mean, he's the real deal.
Yeah, that was a tremendous line. We knew that going in. That's their first power play unit as well, and they were hard, and they logged a lot of minutes in that game. I bet you they played half the hockey game.
Huskies get a bunch of power play goals this weekend. As we mentioned, their power play is right now, I know we're only three games in, but sitting at just under 43%. Dane Burks scores the first power play goal of the weekend.
Not able to clear. Back to the point now for Mark Ott. Over for Burks. He'll one-time it. Scores! Oh, wow, what a goal by the Huskies! Dane Burks on a one